Well, believe it or not, Saturday marked the second anniversary of the Bank of Canada embarking on the most aggressive fight against inflation that the bank has ever undertaken. At that time, there were a lot of different things at play. Russia had just invaded Ukraine, like literally a month before. We were still sorting out the end of COVID. That wasn't completely done. In fact, the bank in their statement noted that the economy had taken off as we recovered from COVID. And that was part of what was driving inflation. Inflation at that point was 5.1%, shot up to over 8% at one point. And then the bank, as you know, started on the 2nd with a series of 10 interest rate hikes to try and get it under control. Now, has that been accomplished? I think so. We're under the 3% mark. It's 2.9. That's, you know, close to where they want it to be. Not exactly where they want it to be. So what comes next? Well, the bank makes their next decision on Wednesday. Sounds like they'll sit pat, but I don't know. Let's find out. We're going to speak with Moshe Lander now. Moshe is an economist at Concordia. Moshe, thank you for joining us. Always appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
So 10 rate hikes, totaling just shy of 5%, inflation dropping just under 3%. How do you assess where we are today? I mean, have we done the job, Moshe?
The Bank of Canada did exactly what they were supposed to do. They can be criticized now, I guess, with a little bit of hindsight, but I don't even think that the criticism is valid. We went through that very quick, aggressive interest rate cycle, and inflation takes time because it's partly psychological as much as it is economics, and it requires people to understand how they have to adjust their behavior.
When we take a look at it, and I remember when they started on this and there was a talk, oh, you're going to drive us into a recession. Some people said a recession is the only way to end this inflationary period. That didn't happen. We didn't hit recession. We didn't hit depression, obviously. I mean, how would you grade what the Bank of Canada did? Did we find that elusive soft landing, I guess, Moshe?
We did. We hit the soft landing. I've been on with you numerous times, and I kept saying, we're not going to have a recession.
Yeah.
We're going to hit the soft landing, and they accomplished it. I don't know that it was necessarily because of their brilliant insight as much as it is sometimes events help shape those outcomes. But the fact is that when they were adjusting interest rates, after the two big ones in the summer of 2022, they were tweaking. They were moving 25 basis points at a time, and they were basing it on a lot of data that they were seeing in trying to assess their decision.
Yeah, we always talk about inflation, and that's one of the big ones, but there's so many other factors. Let's deal with that one first, then we can talk about a couple of the other ones. Inflation's at, I think, 2.9 in the last monthly statement. So, I mean, it's under 3, but at other times when we're not talking about 5 and even 8% inflation, that would be seen as, you know, to the higher end of where they want it to be. So how do you think the bankers feel? Are they comfortable at 2.9? Do they need to see it come right down to the 2? I mean, what are they looking for?
No, technically their rate is somewhere between 1 and 3.
Right.
2 would be the ideal, but the fact is that 2.9, in a sense, is just as acceptable as 2% would be. So they can say to some extent that we're good with this, but it doesn't leave a lot of room for margin on the upside. And given that there's still inflationary pressure coming through from wages, which can spill over into prices, that's something that they should be worried about. So, you know, they'd like to see it come down a little bit more before they can really feel comfortable that they've hit their target. But technically, if they wanted to unfurl the mission accomplished sign, they could do it now at 2.9.
What about Canadians overall? Like you say, there's psychological factors. Things need to be adjusted. I'm thinking of the housing market. Some big adjustments there because interest rates suddenly went from, you know, damn near free to 5%. And it really affected a lot of people who carry debt and have mortgages and things like that. I mean, how much of a hit do you think the average Canadian has taken? Or did they manage that pretty well, too?
Well, we haven't seen huge numbers of foreclosures, fire sales. We haven't seen businesses going belly up with all of these interest rate increases. I can't say that people are happy. And we've certainly done a lot of coverage about how people are being pushed to their limits as far as trying to make ends meet and the various ways they're suffering. But part of that could be explained, too, because the money was free, essentially, we were over-borrowing, and banks were happy to let us do it because they recognized that if housing prices are essentially a one-way bet up, as they were until recently, what's the harm with lending people a little bit more than what they can afford, even if they get themselves into trouble? When they sell their home, when they flip their home, they can take their gain, and they can use it to pay back any of the back interest they might have owed, and the bank still comes out ahead, as do the homeowners.
Interesting. Yeah. In terms of trying to predict, and I think you touched on it earlier, Moshe, you look at what drove inflation this time, and they're almost, I mean, really extraordinary, and I think in a lot of ways unpredictable. What happened with Russia, the COVID situation, you know, a 1 in 100 year pandemic, and then the recovery after that. I mean, it's impossible to plan for every eventuality, right? You're sort of, this is what we're planning based on what we know, but things could always change.
And that's always it. And so, you know, when we see that the Bank of Canada is predicting a particular number, that's the thing with predictions in general, whether we're predicting inflation, GDP, unemployment, or just your income. Usually there's a variety of different outcomes that could happen. We just print the mid-range number, the average number. Yeah. We kind of present it as if this is factually the number that it's going to be. Even the Bank of Canada and the reports won't actually say this is the specific inflation number that it's going to be. It could be somewhere between this and this. With 2.9% being the most likely outcome, you know, because we don't really have the attention span sometimes or the interest in reading all of those details, we just take the one number and say, all right, well, that's the way it goes. But they do recognize that forecasting is a very imperfect science. And what was Donald Rumsfeld's phrase, the known unknowns or the unknown knowns? And, you know, that's part of the story then, that they have to try and guess some of those things in trying to figure out what their model is going to look like predicting forward.
So at the end of the day here, we know Bank of Canada has another decision and another announcement to make on Wednesday. A lot of people clamoring, saying we need rates to come back down, but they're saying patience, right? What are you expecting to hear on Wednesday?
Yeah, I think patience is the virtue here. They're not going to touch interest rates this week. There's no compelling argument that an interest rate cut is necessary, despite the fact that Canadians want one. That doesn't mean you necessarily give people what they want.
Right.
Inflation is at the high end of their range. We saw that the GDP numbers came in stronger than expected. Job creation is stronger than expected, which means that the economy is resilient here. And so there's no reason that we need to cut rates. That would be a sign that the economy is falling into recession, or that we're seeing an increase in the number of foreclosures, or that there's a real issue here that Canadian households are having. It's just not there. So they can push it to their April meeting. I even think that they're going to push it to the second half of this year. And when we do start seeing those interest rate cuts in the second half of the year, there might be two this year, three or four in 2025, and they're probably going to be 25 basis points at a time. It's not going to come down the way that it went up.
Yeah. So like you say, patience, patience may happen, but not overnight.
Absolutely. And it's really an issue at this point of the psychology of Canadians. If they understand that inflation should now remain between 1 and 3, just like it has for the better part
right.
of the last 30 years, then wage demands should be about 1 to 3% as well. Once the Bank of Canada sees that, then they're going to say, all right, Canadians get it, we can start cutting.
And I think I asked you this before, in terms of interest rates, the expectation, and you say the psychology around, where should it be? Because, I mean, given the historic scope of where interest rates have been, it seems to me like 5% isn't really that bad, Moshe. We got used to almost free money, I think.
I completely agree with you, and that's exactly the message I keep trying to deliver. Even when we were losing our collective minds at 8% inflation,
yeah.
8% inflation, even by Canadian standards, is pretty low given what we saw in the 1970s, 1980s. So it's funny that we've really become accustomed to that 1% to 3% number. It's funny then when Canadians now are questioning, is that the right number? It's absolutely the right number because we go crazy at even 4% and don't really know how to conduct ourselves. So it is a matter of, we need to buy back in that, yeah, 1% to 3% is the comfort zone. 2% should be the midpoint that the Bank of Canada should try to achieve. And interest rates will now go up and down
yeah.
in relation to achieving that.
Makes sense. Moshe, great insight as always. Thank you so much.